The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hello, August. Yes, indeed, it is a brand new month. It's August the 2nd, 2018. All the best technology news from the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, our main man Ming might just become our second in command. Why? Seems he got this one wrong. Remember we were telling you just a few days ago about the iPad Pro? It's going to be this much thinner, and there's going to be no headphone jack, and oh yeah, get ready for the notch. Well, apparently, don't worry about the notch. Yes, we will still have those ultra-thin bezels, just like you see on the iPhone X, but apparently, no notch now. So it makes one wonder now, how is Face ID going to work on the new iPad? Maybe Apple's finally listening to a little bit of consumers out there saying, you know, we're just not too keen on that notch. And they found a way to sort of embed it underneath the glass somewhere. I don't know. Completely speculating right now. Isn't that the fun part about Apple rumors? That's what we do. We just speculate, and then we're disappointed in the end. Most of the super geeks we've been talking to out there saying that maybe the iPad bezels may not be quite as thin as they are on the iPhone X, leaving Apple engineers enough room to just fit and cram all that crap in. All right, so let's recap. Thin bezels, thinner design, no notch now, and still apparently no 3.5mm headphone jack. All right, 3 out of 4, Mr. Ming. Not bad. Plex and podcasts. Apparently no longer in beta. Don't hear that phrase very often, do we? No longer in beta. Yes, Plex seems to be ready to make it part of its whole media streaming empire. Plus, on top of that, apparently we're going to be getting some new features too, including offline listening. That's kind of nice. As all of us that do make podcasts, including this network, yeah, it's kind of essential. Also, we're going to get some new features too with Plex podcasts. You can set the number of episodes you'd like to keep on your device, and of course, automatically delete those episodes once you add no that stuff already. Get rid of it. Taking up space on my hard drive. Plus, Plex Podcast will be able to be listened to through Sonos speakers now, Android Auto, and Chromecast devices. Free streaming. Oh, we love the word free, don't we? Even though usually it's not free. Usually we give up our soul or something. Not really sure about the details on this, but what we're getting from Vizio is, yes, they're launching a free streaming service. In case you don't know what I'm talking about when it's coming to Vizio, Vizio, yes, the TV maker. Apparently, they're partnering with Pluto TV, and the service they're going to conceive together is Watch Free. Now, Watch Free is actually going to get its own dedicated input. You know, like when you're switching around there on your remote control, you go, oh, I got a Netcast or I got a YouTube icon. Well, now you're going to have a watch-free dedicated section. And no, this isn't something Vizio's teasing you with. No, it's launching today, giving Vizio users now about 100 live and linear channels to choose from. This will include TV shows, movies, news, sports, concerts, and viral videos. All right, so we now have free live sports. Yeah, I can imagine. We'll probably have live access to the Great Frog Race or something. Well, they ain't really saying what, but they have given us a little bit of clues of what they're going to have, including Pluto TV movies, action movies, News 24/7, NBC News, Fox Sports, and the Surf Channel and Crime Network, and a few others. Of course, you're going to have a Vizio-compatible television. And for what we're hearing, those compatible televisions should have been made probably in about the last year, year and a half. And finally, if I asked you a question, say last month, well, I guess that's 2 months ago now, it's August already, so say in June, what was the best game console sold? You'd probably say, oh gosh, it's gotta be the Xbox One or maybe the PS4. Well, if any one of you said that out there, you'd be wrong. Yes, it seems our love for nostalgia just continues to keep going. Why do I say that? Well, because Nintendo's NES Classic, it outsold the Xbox One and the PS4 in June combined. Now, no, it's not really a fair game. I mean, the NES Classic, it's $60. Compared to the game consoles, you're looking at $300, maybe more if you need a lot of bells and whistles. And we know the NES computing power ain't got nothing on the new consoles. Then again, maybe nostalgia ain't got nothing to do with it. As complicated as games have got these days, maybe we're just yearning for the plumber man. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, BritishTechNewsGmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Yep, our website powered by TSO Host. Hop on over there and get your daily and weekly and monthly, get a whole bunch of, get overdosed as far as I'm concerned on BTN content. We got it all for you over there. All of our podcast, blog, reviews. Go check it out now if you haven't already. Also, find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and don't forget about our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come and join us if you haven't already. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be headed back your way for your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, take a deep breath and say, we're only one more day away. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.